home for the summer, I realized that I was still like in captivity. So I wanted to find a way out. I wanted to find a way to, you know, be on my own and be able to have a good time and support myself, because with responsibility you learn a lot, you know, you mature a lot. So I went online and looked up jobs, like adult jobs, like dancing. I thought about doing go-go dancing because I've always been a dancer. I never really thought about stripping. But I saw this ad for a porn company, and I was like, you know what? Let me just send my pictures in and see what they say. And they were like, oh my God, we have to have you right now. This is down in Florida. So I went down to Florida, and then a month later I was out in LA. And yeah, that's kind of like, it's pretty good, you know, description of my personality. I kind of like fly by the seat of my pants, go with winds. And this one turned out really good, so.
And I take it you like sex.
I love sex. I've always loved sex. And it's been like, you know, when you're young and you got, you know, parents around and other kids around who learn from their parents, it's really frowned upon. And I was really young when I started, you know, experimenting. And I was always like the one all the guys looked at as an object, and that's not the right kind of sexuality. And all the girls looked at me like I was a slut, and that's not the right kind of sexuality. So I always felt like I couldn't find my place. I'm like, no, I'm not a slut. I don't fuck just anything that walks by, but I'm very sexual. So when I got into porn, I kind of found an avenue where I could feel good about myself as opposed to like the slut and the dirty girl. I mean, yeah, I like to be dirty, but different kind of dirty, you know? So porn was great for me because it was like, I'm praised for what I do. You know, people are so complimentary and so sweet, as opposed to back in the day where everybody was like, ugh, she's gross, you know? And they just didn't understand. They weren't, you know, where I was. So it's been great.
And how old are you?
I am 21.
Shit.
Young.
Yeah, when you talk, like you've been here for a while.
Yes. Yes.
What do you want to do today?
I want to come a lot.
Yeah.
I'm really pretty open about, you know, what it is, how it is done, because I like to experiment and kind of open doors and boundaries and things. And when I find people I'm comfortable with, that's when doors really open. For example, I thought anal was like disgusting. I thought it was like the most repulsive thing ever. And then I started dating a guy, and I was comfortable enough with him that I tried it out, and now I love it. So once I had that experience, I was like, well, then all those things that I said that I didn't like, how do I know I don't like them? Uh-huh. So all of a sudden it was like, whoosh, all this whole world of things that I haven't done yet that I would love to do.
So, well, this is all good news for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite position? Because it's just about you today. It's not about the camera, not about the porno, nothing. We're just going to put you out, give you...
Beautiful. Yeah. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Favorite position? Well, it really depends on the shape of whatever I'm using, because I've got very specific spot that I like to hit, which is the G-spot inside. But, you know, every girl is different. So if you've got a toy that's kind of shaped downward, then I'd like to be in doggy, because then it'll curve in. Mish works for one that's curved up, and, you know, I'm flexible, and sometimes, this might sound really weird, but sometimes the more contorted position I'm in, the more I like it. Just because I feel like there's so much stress put on my body that one position is like the only place to release. That's the only release of stress.
Doesn't sound strange. Sounds like a home run for me.
Oh, wow. There you go.
You're saying all the right things.
Well, I studied.
What's been your career high?
My career high? The biggest dick I ever took in my ass. Because, like I said before, I thought anal was bad. I know it's like, it's gross, what else comes out of there, that kind of a thing. And so I started with this one guy who I was really comfortable with. I didn't start with a toy, and he's pretty decent size, you know, about that big around, more like that. And, you know, it's a pretty decent size for first anal. And it was off camera, and it would be like once a month. And finally, I did it on camera, and I'm telling you, it was that big and like that long, and I took it all the way, all the way. There, like, I couldn't breathe. I was so stuffed full, and it was this moment where I was like, I've defeated so many I can'ts in one moment. I can't take a dick that big. I can't take it this hard and this fast. I can't do anal and be comfortable, and I can't come from anal. And all those things went away, all in one moment. And that was one of my biggest highs. And I felt sexy, and I felt powerful and confident. And the person that I was working with was like, you could tell he was in awe of me at that moment because he could see the transformation I was going through. So he's looking at me like, oh my God, this is so great. I'm looking at him like, oh my God, this is so great. And afterwards, we both just collapsed on the ground like, what just happened? It was great. So that I would say that would be my career high.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a good moment for me.
Yeah, I'm going to hope that we can push a few of your cans today.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's fuck with me.
Deal. All right. So, you know, there's all these other things. There's Penthouse, there's all these box covers you've been in, all these magazines you've been in, all the stuff you've done. And famous girl, you're Tori Black, and you picked the biggest dildo, the biggest cock in your ass as your number one achievement.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, people always like to put me in that pretty box, you know, mm-hmm. because... You know, honestly, I don't take credit for what I look like because my parents are pretty. So it's like I can't be like, yeah, look at me, because I'm like, yeah, they made this.
Hey, I take Pacific Northwest credit for your looks. I figured you're up there.
But everybody else seems to put so much of an emphasis on it, you know? And I never really have because I had really great parents who didn't let this get to me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I don't really value it like other people do. I let everything else kind of take the lead. So everybody, you know, you put me on a Penthouse, they put me on this, they put me on that, but they want me at the same time, they want me to be that pretty girl image in their head. And so even when I first got into porn, some of that stigma was still there about what my sexuality should be like because X, Y, and Z. And I was like, that's bullshit. You know, I can be just as dirty as girls who don't have the model look, like, I can be just as dirty, if not dirtier.
Watch me go.
Watch me take this huge dick in my ass. So, you know, I mean, this really is just about self-exploration, and if I can make other people happy, that turns me on even more. To be watched turns me on even more, just because I feel powerful. You know, I've always been on the stage. I was a stage actress forever, so kind of being in the limelight gets my adrenaline going, and it gets me going. So that plus my sexuality, which has always been there, those two things,